Parshas Bechukosai, and we learn together once again one of the most famous Rashi's Al HaTorah. On the opening words of this week's Parsha, Im Bechukosai Teilechu, so Rashi of course says, quoting a Chazal, that what does it mean, Im Bechukosai Teilechu? Literally translated, if you walk in my statutes, what does that mean? Says Rashi, the very famous three words, Shetiu Ameilim Batayra. Shetiu Ameilim Batayra. There is a clear instruction that one should toil in Torah. Not just one should learn Torah, but one should toil in Torah. And we know, we're all very familiar, Chazal in a number of places talk about the tremendous Maila and Madrega. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about La'omol Torah Nivra. A person is born, created for the expressive purpose of being Omol Batorah, of toiling Batorah. Or another Gemara in Brachas, Ashrei mi shegodol Batorah va'amolei Batorah. Praiseworthy and fortunate is the person who is Omol Batorah. So, we'd like to discuss Be'ezus Hashem for a few moments, in greater depth perhaps, what exactly is this concept of being Omol Batorah? Omol Batorah, what is the necessity, what is the purpose in being Omol Batorah? Now, first and foremost, the simplest understanding in the importance of being Omol Batorah is simply because that is the way to understand Torah. Torah is indeed very hard to understand, and the only possible way that one can indeed have any type of Havana in Torah is indeed through Omol. We're all familiar with the very famous three words in the Gemara in Megillah, Yogati Umotsasi Ta'amin. If anybody ever tells you that I toiled, and then I found, and I discovered the Pshat in Torah, then Tam, and you should believe him, that's the only way. If he says I discovered it without any type of Yegiyah or Omol, do not believe him. In other words, we're clearly being told that one has to be Yogeya, one has to be toiling. Many of the Mephorishim point out that what does it mean, motzosi, yogati or motzosi? It doesn't say yogati vehevanti, I understood it. Motzosi is the Lashon of metzia. Imagine you are walking down the street and you find 100 shekel. That's a metzia, which is a rather strange Lashon, therefore, to talk about when we talk about limud Torah. It's a metzia. How can you toil? Can you walk in the street and toil to discover a metzia? By definition, a metzia is something you find without toiling. You just happened, as it were, to come across it. So what indeed do Chazal mean when they said that when it comes to Torah, yogati or motzasi? So the Mephorshim point out, the Sfas Emes and Reb Chaim Volozhin and others, that actually it's impossible to understand Torah. Torah is the Dvar Hashem. It's written in a way that is beyond human conception. So when indeed the person understands Torah, it's a metzia. It's a gift. The condition in order to be zoicha, to understand the Torah, to have this havana gifted to you, is yogati. So yogati umotsosi means that if you toil in Torah, then indeed you will be gifted the understanding in Torah. There is in fact the most beautiful introduction, the Sefer Even HaOzel, which of course is Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer. In the introduction to one of his Sforim, he quotes the Beis Halevi, and I think this is something that we can all identify with. He says, on occasion we learn Torah, and we think of one possible way, another possible way, we have a big kasha, we're trying to answer it, we work hard, and then all of a sudden it lands in our head, suddenly we have the answer, which is the correct answer, which has actually nothing to do with all the Omol HaTorah, L'Choira, that one put in until this point. In other words, we were pursuing a particular line of thought, A or B, and suddenly C or D, something else completely just landed in my head. How did that happen? Says the Beis Halevi, that is precisely the point. Your job is the Yegiyah, that toiling in Torah. After that, it's a Metziah. It's a Metziah, it's just a discovery. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just plant it in your mind. So it may indeed well be that the final resolution, the final understanding that you had in Gemara, may have nothing to do with the line of thought that you were initially pursuing. But nonetheless, that's what we must do. Yogati, and then Motsasi. And then Motsasi, it's gifted to us. So this is definitely our first understanding in the whole concept of Omol HaTorah. We have to be Omol HaTorah because that is a necessary condition for the discovery, Motsasi, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to plant in our minds the correct understanding in our Limud Torah. However, we must point out there are a number of proofs that show us that besides for the inyan of Omol HaTorah being a stepping stone to understand Torah, but actually Omol HaTorah is an end in and of itself. Omol for the sake of Omol. And first proof is really in the very pasuk that we began with. Those words, Im b'chukosai teilechu, and Rashi says, that refers to Omol HaTorah. And the question must be asked, where is it hinted to in the words, b'chukosai teilechu, anything about Omol HaTorah? Is there any remez? Is that the translation of the words, Im b'chukosai teilechu? It clearly is. Rashi says so. Where is that alluded to in the words B'chukosai Teilechu? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, do you know where it's alluded to? In the word B'chukosai. The root of the word B'chukosai is, of course, a choik, a statute. Says the Or HaChaim, on occasion, a person has to be Omol HaTorah, again and again and again, and he doesn't seem to get anywhere with it. So why does the Torah nonetheless require that you do so? That is a choik. A choik is a statute, something which we do not understand. So that's where it's hinted to in the word b'chukosai omol haTorah, because on occasion it seems to be on the surface, as it were, purposeless. One is Omol HaTorah, I think we can all identify with this. Sometimes we learn a Gemara once, twice, three times, four times, and we don't seem to go anywhere. And nonetheless, that's a mitzvah. So the Or HaChaim says it's all therefore hinted to in the Pasuk. And in fact, he alludes to a Medrash, it's a Medrash in Keheles, that a person sometimes learns really hard, he puts in his effort, and then he forgets his learning. Well, what was the point of that then? Teretz is, it's a choik. It's a choik. So we see quite clearly that Omol HaTorah, besides for it being a stepping stone, a vehicle through which we can understand the Torah, but it's also an end in its own right. Omol for the sake of Omol. Yes, indeed, it's a choik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Omol. I think we all know the very famous explanation of Rabbeinu HaChofetz Chaim, and again, it's in the beginning of this week's parasha. The Chofetz Chaim came to answer the very obvious question. We know that when somebody makes a siyum, what's the nusach that he says? He says a nusach of Onu Ameilim Umakablim Schar. We toil and we receive a reward. But Vehaim, meaning the goyim are amelim, the einom mekablim schar. And the Chofetz Chaim asks, what does that mean? even people who are not learning and are working, a carpenter, he's omol, he builds his table, he sends it for, sells it for $1,000, so he does get schar. So how can we possibly say in the Siyam that it's only Klal Yisrael, when we are omol, we get schar? And the Chofetz Chaim famously points out, because imagine if the carpenter builds his table all day long, puts in a lot of effort, and eventually the whole table collapses, nobody will pay him a penny. In other words, he's not being paid for his omol. He's being paid for the final result. If he brings to you a wonderfully architectured table, you could not care less whether it took him 5 minutes to produce or 5 years. I'm only interested in that final result. Not so when it comes to Limud Torah. Onu amelim umakablim schar. Our omol is rewarded for the omol, irrespective of the result. Whether or not we emerged with the understanding in Torah, we did, we didn't, that's all irrelevant. Onu amelim umakablim schar. So once again, we see this principle.
Put on a plate if you want, D.
Omol HaTorah, if everybody could just go on mute, please. So Omol HaTorah, as we see, is not just about understanding Torah, but we see there is a purpose, an end in itself, in Omol HaTorah. A person gets schar for Omol HaTorah. Now the Gemara tells us a story. This is a Gemara in Menachos, where it says there was an Amora by the name of Avimi. And Avimi was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, obviously, but unfortunately he forgot his learning. So he requested of his Talmud Rav Chista to teach him the Gemara that he'd forgotten. So the Talmud, as it were, became the Rebbe. And the Gemara tells us that Avimi went to his Talmud Rav Chista, schlepped all the way, and requested of him, please teach me, remind me of that which I've learned and forgotten. So the Gemara asks, why did Avimi have to go to his Talmud? Why couldn't he summons the Talmud to come to him? He could have called the Talmud, please can you come to my home and teach me that which I've forgotten. And the Gemara says, and this is the way Rashi explains, Mishum Yogati Umotsosi. He wanted to toil in Torah. Where was the toil over here? The very fact that he was walking to his Talmud. Now, obviously, whether or not the Talmud comes to him or he goes to the Talmud, L'chaira, he's going to understand the learning in the same way. So what was the benefit in toiling in Torah, of schlepping all the way to his Talmud? So once again, you see this principle, that toiling in Torah is an end itself. Toil for the purpose of toil. Whether you will or won't understand the Gemara at the end of the day, omol for the purpose of omol. I saw a story with a great Reb Zalman of Volozhin. If I'm not mistaken, Reb Zalman of Volozhin was the brother of Reb Chaim Volozhin. And on one particular occasion, he was learning at night and he wanted to look up a certain sefer, and he walked half the night to a certain ear, to a certain town, in order to look up this sefer. And they asked him, why did you walk for hours on end to look up this sefer? And he said, after all, Chazal tell us, Loi bashomayim hi. Torah is not in the heaven, but were it to be in the heaven, you indeed would have to pursue it. So he said, listen, if the Torah expects me even to go to heaven to try and understand Torah, so a few hour walk surely is less than that, is less than that. In other words, what he was expressing once again is there is a specific inyan in the toil, in the omol required to learn for the purpose of toiling. For the purpose of toiling. Now the Gemara tells us that a tragic event happened when the Torah and the Nevi'im was translated. Translated by the Nevi'im. there was a terrific earthquake in Eretz Yisrael. Why was there an earthquake? Just because the Torah had been translated. So the Rishonim explained, because once it became translated, it was much easier to learn. There was no more toil or omol required. Now, what does that mean? So what? Isn't that a good thing? If no more toil is required, they will understand the Torah more easily. So why was there an earthquake? The answer is, once again, same yesod. Because there is an expressive purpose in omol. Omol for the sake of omol. Not just for the sake of understanding the Torah. I think it is well known that the Vilna Goyen was offered by Malachim to learn Torah. They offered to come down in Hashemayim and teach him Torah, and he refused. Reb Chaim Volozhin, his great Talmud, testifies to this, and he said, I'm not interested in Torah below Shum Omel. Why not? Why was he not interested? Surely the Malachim would have come and explained to him with absolute clarity, and he would have understood the Torah. The answer is, once again, we have proof after proof that Omol HaTorah is not just a vehicle through which a person can understand Torah, but there's a purpose in itself. And the Vilna Goyen said, if the Malachim are going to teach me Torah, then I've lost my Omol. That type of Torah, I'm not interested in. A baby is in the womb of his mother. He's taught Torah by the Malach. And yet when he emerges, he forgets it all and begins again. Why? For the purpose of Omol. So we have many, many proofs over here that Omol HaTorah, besides for the concept that we began with, which is Yogati U'Motzasi, but besides for that, besides for the inyan of being Yogea B'Torah in order to understand Torah, but there is a purpose in itself. It's not just a medium. It's not just a means to an end, Omol, for the purpose of understanding Torah, but rather Omol for the purpose of Omol. What does this mean? What in fact is the purpose of Omol? Why would we say indeed that Onu Ameilim or Mekablim Schar, after all, there is no final result? What indeed is that purpose if it's not a medium to an end, not a means to an end? It's a purpose in its own right, Omol for the sake of Omol. I think we need to try and understand what indeed is that purpose. What is the benefit by the fact that we can sit, learn Gemara, spend 2 or 3 hours or more, perhaps not understanding anything, and we get schar? Just for effort? Because we tried? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to be Omol B'Torah, Omol for the sake of Omol? And I think there lies a very profound message over here. And the answer is to be found in a Medrash, which we have quoted a number of times over the years. This is of course a very timely Yesod as we approached Chag Matan Torah, and we ask the question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to suspend a mountain above our heads and coerce Klal Yisrael in being Mekabel the Torah? After all, we had already accepted it. We had said Na'aseh V'Nishma. The famous question, Tosfos question. So the Medrash tells us in Parshas Noach, they only accepted when they said Na'aseh V'Nishma, Torah Shebichsav. But Torah Sheba'al Peh was a different proposition completely. Do you know why? Because Torah Sheba'al Peh is difficult. Torah Shebichsav, one reads the Chumash, and that's the mitzvah. But Torah Sheba'al Peh requires Mesiras Nefesh. Torah Sheba'al Peh requires Omol. Says the Medrash, you will not find Torah Sheba'al Peh with anybody who is interested in Oinig Ha'olam. If you're interested, if you think life is about having a party and indulging, then Torah Sheba'al Peh will never be your thing. Because Torah Sheba'al Peh requires hard work. and Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves when they said Nasa v'Nishma, they said that regarding Torah Shebichsav. But Torah Shebal Peh, they needed to be forced into. Why? Because that's a very difficult proposition. Says the Medrash in conclusion, listen to these words carefully. Ein loimed oisa. There's nobody who learns Torah Shebal Peh, Elo, Misha Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless you absolutely love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Liboy, B'chol Nafshoy, U'B'chol Mo'oidoy. Shenema, which pasuk does he bring? Obviously, V'ohavto Es Hashem Elokecho, B'chol Levovcho, B'chol Nafshecho, B'chol Mo'idecho. The Medrash is teaching us a tremendous lesson. Learning Torah through Omol is an expression of Avas Hashem. Nobody will learn Torah Shebal Peh unless you love Hashem, because it requires tremendous effort. It requires Omol, it requires Yegiya and Mesiras Nefesh. So this, therefore, is the secret. If we asked a moment ago, what is the purpose of Omol for the reason of Omol? Onu amelim umakablim scha. But what was the purpose in Omol? The answer is the purpose in toiling of Torah is that it is a labor of love. It is an expression of Avas Hashem. Why would you put in tremendous effort into understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah unless indeed you loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah? One only puts in effort for something which you consider important, you have an affinity for. If somebody has a very close relationship to a spouse, to a child, to a friend, then you will invest effort into it. But if it's somebody that I don't know well and I have no connection to, easy come, easy go. But to be Moisa Nefesh, to be Yogeya, to be Omol, that requires Ahavo. That requires Ahavo. And therefore, when we, on a daily basis, we learn our Torah Shebal Peh. Now, as we know that Torah Shebal Peh, as the name suggests, is essentially the oral law, shouldn't be written at all. Rabbeinu HaKodesh, made the decision, Eis Laso Eis Lashem, that Torah Shebal Peh needs to be written down. Do we ever wonder to ourselves that if indeed he wrote it down, then why did he not write it down in a more clear fashion? Haven't we all struggled over the years over various Mishnayos and Gemaros, where we're trying to work out what does the Mishnah mean, and if only on occasion an additional word perhaps would have been added, we would have understood everything. So if indeed Rebbe went out of his way to write Torah Shebal Peh, wouldn't you want to write it down clearly? And the answer is no. Because if it would have been written down in a crystal clear fashion, then there's no more room anymore for Omol HaTorah. We have no more opportunity to show our Avas Hashem. That's why the Vilna Gaon did not want to be Mekabel Torah gifted to him on a plate with no Omol from a Malach. Why not? Because Omol for the purpose of Omol. Omol is our capacity, is our opportunity to express our Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it all comes very easily and it's all just gifted to us, then indeed we have not expressed that Avas Hashem. We haven't expressed our tremendous excitement, our enthusiasm for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Rather, we sit back on the couch, legs up, read it like Lahavdil, a newspaper, all easy come, easy go. We haven't then shown Avas Hashem. But didn't the Medrash say that learning Torah Shebal Peh requires V'ohavto es Hashem Elokecho? So this is the secret. When we talk about Omol HaTorah, not just as a medium, as a means to an end in understanding Torah, but moreover, it is an end in itself. Omol for the sake of Omol, the Medrash has taught us the secret. The secret of Omol HaTorah, it is an expression of Avas Hashem. And I wouldn't want anybody in the world to take that away from me. Not a Malach and not anybody else. That's why when Rabbeinu HaKodesh recorded and he wrote down Torah Shebaal Peh, it had to be written in a way that was cryptic, that would always leave room for Omol, because otherwise he's taken away my capacity to express my deep felt Avas Hashem, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. I think, however, in conclusion, we can now connect the two inyonim together. We have just explained that Omol HaTorah has two purposes. Number one, Yogati Umotzasi. When you toil, you understand Torah. Number two, besides for the understanding of Torah, but as we have seen, there's an inyon of Omol for the sake of Omol, to show that Avas Hashem. But I think we can now demonstrate that actually those two points are dependent on each other. You might well remember, it was just a couple of weeks ago, that we mentioned in a shiur when we discussed Sfira Sa'ima. Every day, we're in the middle of the Sfira Sa'ima now, over 5 weeks gone, less than 2 weeks to go. And the Sefer HaChinuch reminds us, explains to us those world famous words that the purpose, the idea of the Sfira Sa'ima is Laharois Benafshenu, to show in our soul HaChefetz HaGodol, that deep desire, that tremendous enthusiasm for and leading up to Kabbalah Satayro. But you might well remember that we explained then in the name of the Akedah that to show enthusiasm is not just a commendable attribute, but rather it is a necessary pre-requirement without which you cannot be zeicha to understand Torah. The Akedah, one of the great Rishonim, said that we all know that the Mishnah says that one has to drink the words of Torah with thirst, betzimoin. And he says, if you learn Torah, if you approach Torah without thirst, without excitement, ein loy shum toyeles, nothing will emerge from it. And the Maral indeed pointed out that the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain, he was actually not instructed to do so. He went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, upon his own volition. Says the Maral, that's the way it has to be. By going up the mountain, up Sinai to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without being asked, Moshe Rabbeinu was expressing his tremendous chefetz, his tremendous ava, his tremendous excitement, and that was the way, and only through that way could he indeed be zeicha to Kabbalah Satira. So if that's true, I think we can now say in conclusion, we understand the true secret of Omol HaTorah. Didn't we say that Omol HaTorah is number one, Yogati Umotzasi? If you are Yogea, if you toil in Torah, then indeed you can understand Torah. Point number one. Point number two, we pointed out, is that Omol is an end in itself. It's an expression of my Ahava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now we understand that the two are in fact connected. It is precisely through my expression of Avas Hashem, it's the expression of my excitement in my learning, that is itself the way that you are zeicha to Yogati Umotzasi. How indeed am I zeicha to understand the Torah? Through Yegia, Yogati Umotzasi. How so? Because when you are Yogeya in Torah, even though it's hard and it requires a lot of effort, But that where you have shown your tremendous excitement and your avas Hashem, that itself is rewarded with Havonas HaTorah. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu went up that mountain himself, and that way he was expressing his tremendous excitement to be Mekabel the Torah, that is indeed the way that you are Zoicha to be Mekabel the Torah. You are Mekabel the Torah through showing your excitement in being Mekabel the Torah. That is the secret. So, is Omol HaTorah an end in itself, or is it a mechanism through which you understand Torah? It's both. It is an end in itself. One can express one's Avas Hashem, but it's precisely through that expression of Avas Hashem that indeed we are Zoicha to understand the Torah. And I found these words absolutely clearly in Rabbeinu Yoina. On the Pasuk where it says that you should search and toil for Torah like you'd look for diamonds. By the way, do you know what the word for diamonds is in that Pasuk? Matmoinim. And many point out that Matmoinim is a remez. Mat is Memtes, 49 days, Moinim we count. We count 49 days because it's leading up to diamonds. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, when a person learns Torah, and it's not a Torah, he doesn't look at it as a burden, even though it's very hard. Meroiv Ahava. He does so, this mamish reflects the words in the Medrash that we quoted, he does it through Avas Hashem. When he searches out, if somebody tells you, do you know there's $1 billion worth diamonds that can be found in this pit, even if it requires tremendous effort and very hard work to find them, there's nobody who will feel that that digging is a bother, is a toirach, because you know how much you're going to be gifted with at the end. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, in commensurate, exactly dependent on how much yagia, how much toil you put in Torah, that is how much indeed you will understand the Torah. Word for word, the lesson that we have shared. And just in conclusion, let me just quote for you a Ben Yehoyada in Megillah. Ben Yehoyada says, on those very words in the Gemara, Yogati Umotsasi, I toil, and I then discover. Says the Ben Yehoyada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, which is stuma. It's a closed book sometimes. It's very hard. Do you know why? Kedei shelo yu loimdim haTorah derech til, so that a person should not learn Torah in a very easy come, easy go manner, but rather it requires hard work. Loimdim meroiv ahavosom oisa. When a person learns Torah, he is expressing that ahava that we mentioned. And that way you are your geya harba. You are your geya harba. So he has said absolutely clearly that the secret of your gati or motsasi is all about that expression of Avas HaTorah. So to sum up, in b'chukosai teilechu shetiyu amelim b'Torah. Yes, number one, first and foremost, Omar HaTorah is the necessary requirement to understand Torah your gati or motsasi. We brought many proofs that Omol is an end in itself, and we explained the reason is because it's an opportunity for us to express our Avas Hashem, how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. But we have now explained that those two points are in fact linked. It is precisely and only through that expression of Avas HaTorah, which is manifest in our Omol HaTorah, that, in fact, is indeed how we are zoicha to Yogati Umotsasi. We are zoicha to Yogati Umotsasi by showing that ahava, by showing that excitement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much so that I'm prepared to put in tremendous efforts into understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed sees that that is our attitude towards our love. Yogati umotsasi. So as we find ourselves now, as mentioned, less than 2 weeks away from Zman Matan Torah, this is the timely message that we have to remember and live with. Shetiu ameilim b'Torah. It's not chas v'shalom a burden, something that we must do, but rather it is a zechus that we have every day. Excuse me. A zechus that we have every day to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we love Him and His Torah. So much so that even when the Gemara, the Mishnayos, whatever it is that we're learning, requires tremendous effort, we are nonetheless prepared and happy to invest that effort. V'ohavtu es Hashem Elokecha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that, through the Sfira Sa'oma, the Matmoinim, as we count day by day as we lead up to Matan Torah, and we show our Avas Hashem, we show our excitement for learning, that will be rewarded. Onu Ameilim u'mekablim schar, Yogati u'motsasi. May indeed we all be zeicha to put in that effort in learning, to be mekayim shetiu Ameilim b'Torah, and then be rewarded. Yogati u'motsasi. Amen. Amen.
Right.